The city's Board of Elections has less than 60 days before the general election to figure out what went so wrong with the new voting system on primary day and how to fix those problems. Election watchdogs tell WNYC's Elsa Chang that most of the voting mishaps were caused by humans, not the new machines.
A lot of it just seems to be poor planning. Machines didn't show up on time. Neither did keys to polling places. Even poll workers arrived hours late. Optical scanning machines definitely did break down. But when that happened, poll workers made mistakes. They told voters to wait for the machines to be fixed or to come back later. Larry Norden of the Brennan Center for Justice says that defeated the whole purpose of the new system.
When the machines break down, people can still vote. People can still be given their ballot. They can fill them out, and they can be put in an auxiliary bin. So the fact that poll workers didn't know enough and the people running the polls didn't know enough to take advantage of that benefit is very troubling.
Norden says most of Tuesday's problems could have been solved by better training. For instance, voters allege that poll workers took their ballots without their consent to feed them into the scanning machines. If that's true, Norden says, it would violate state election rules about privacy, and that's something election authorities should have warned poll workers about.
We voted on lever machines. We had curtains. We were very used to total privacy when we went to vote. There's no reason you shouldn't have privacy when you're voting on these systems, and poll workers shouldn't be taking people's ballots.
Election watchdogs say the problem is New York City waited until the last minute to try out the new voting machines. The state deadline to put these machines into place was 2010, but dozens of counties outside New York City got ahead of that deadline and piloted the system in last year's general election. Voting technology expert Bo Lipari says that gave the counties a chance to shake out the kinks with the new system.
The decision by the City Board of Elections not to participate in the 2009 pilot leads directly to the problems they had. In essence, the primary was their pilot program.
Lipari says upstate counties that took part in last year's pilot program learned how to deal with the privacy issue. They told poll workers not to handle people's ballots at the scanning machines. They realized they had to line up voters waiting for the scanners away from the voters still filling out their ballots. They had a full year to learn how to fix other training problems. In the meantime, the City Board of Elections continues to stay almost silent. It has barely addressed the primary day mishaps, and its spokeswoman has only said the board is preparing a summary of Tuesday's problems. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.